Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Friday, June 12th. I'm Megan Lynch.
The program is broke. It doesn't work. It doesn't matter if you live in the 5th Ward or the 14th Ward. It doesn't serve our residents.
St. Louis City leaders letting the 50-50 street sidewalk program expire. It comes as an executive order to implement the city's first transportation plan in decades was signed into law this morning, yesterday morning. The decades-old streets program is designed to allow property owners and the city to split the cost of sidewalk repairs 50-50. However, as costs continue to rise and infrastructure continues to crumble, the cost of repairs are often too much for residents to shoulder. Alderman Matt Devoti.
For instance, in the 5th Ward right now, we have more than 600 50-50 requests. And that's in a ward where folks have the means to invest in sidewalks. Of course, outside of the ward, there are other residents, other places where that ability doesn't exist.
A big change coming to how you ride MetroLink.
Starting July 6th, Metro Transit's new fare collection system and automatic security gates pull into the first 13 stations. It's the opening phase of the plan to gate off every single MetroLink station in the region. And Metro CEO Talby Roach has told KMOX that some riders already have a head start on the new way to pay.
You will have tap-to-pay options. And we have a Metro app that works right now. Right now, as a matter of fact, the Metro app works on our entire bus system. So we have validators on the bus system. So a good section of the system is already in operation, and we're seeing fundamentally good numbers from that.
The rollout runs in phases, 13 stations July 6th, another 13 on July 17th, and the rest in August. Metro is urging riders to download the Transit app beforehand, allow extra travel time, and look for staff at the stations for help. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
A man already facing charges for smashing windows at Steve's Hot Dogs has now been charged for doing the same thing at the Gin Room. A 27-year-old Nicholas Owens accused of breaking two windows at the South Grand Bar on June 4th. Witness pointed police in his direction. The whole thing apparently caught on surveillance video. Owens is being held without bond. Last night's rescue at Six Flags St. Louis, the kind of things crews almost never have to pull off. Four guests stranded halfway up the 236-foot Skyscreamer swing ride. It took fire departments from across St. Louis County along with a crane to bring them down safely.
The basket is on the ground. And the two victims are coming out.
Eureka Fire Chief Scott Barthelmess tells KMOX.
You don't see this. You don't see a high angle. You don't see a tower rescue very often anywhere in the county.
But he says his crews were ready because they had rehearsed almost exactly this event.
We actually practiced this rescue not too long ago with with personnel actually lowering people down with ropes and everything.
All four riders were safe with no injuries. There are some concerns about what could be taxed if voters approve Amendment 5 on the ballot in August that would eliminate the state's income tax. How broad are protections against taxing medical care?
There's no federal law that would specifically prevent such taxation.
Not very broad, according to KMOX legal analyst Brad Young. He says it becomes a gray area when it pertains to Medicare and Medicaid.
If the legislature in Missouri specifically focus taxation on certain types of medical services, that might run afoul of Medicare, Medicaid guidelines, and it could present problems.
Young says he believes a blanket tax on all doctor services could be allowed under federal law. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A report issued Wednesday says Missouri is on pace to go broke by the middle of next year because the state has been spending more money than it earns in revenue. Meanwhile, voters in August set to decide whether to approve phasing out the state income tax, as you just heard. Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick tells Missouri Net he doesn't think scrapping the state income tax would automatically make the situation worse.
I would not expect much of a change in our view if Amendment 5 were to pass. The takeaway for me is that we have a spending problem because spending's grown over 50% in 5 years, and that needs to get rectified one way or the other, regardless of how we fund state government.
If voters approve a gradual elimination of the state income tax, Republicans are considering ways to make up their revenue loss, such as increases in sales and use taxes on things like video streaming, haircuts, and lawn mowing services. The World Cup underway. St. Louisans watching closely. Here's KMOX's Jen Cease.
St. Louis may not be a World Cup host city, but St. Louis City SC is making sure the region is part of the celebration. The club launched its Summer of Soccer initiative Thursday beneath the Gateway Arch and will host events throughout the tournament. Community Relations Director Ken Early says the World Cup provides a unique opportunity to connect.
Yeah, we're not a host city, but we are a soccer city, and I think this is an opportunity to reconnect with the community.
And City President Diego Gigliani says the World Cup is much more than a sporting event.
The beautiful game, it just transcends an entertainment experience into a sense of identity, a sense of national pride. It's a total shared experience that everyone comes together and supports their national team.
City SC's next World Cup event is a free watch party Friday night on the Lou Fuse Plaza at Energizer Park for the United States opener against Paraguay. Jen Cease, KMOX Sports.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.